This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Your home for Chiefs football in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is the manager for Sporting Kansas City, joining us to talk about the United States 1-0 win over Iran in the World Cup as they are advancing to the knockout round against the Netherlands. We welcome Peter Vermees onto the show today. Peter, we appreciate you hopping on today.
My pleasure.
First off, I just want to know if you guys are hiring, because I have become a soccer expert in the last 2 hours or so, and I'm very happy to donate my knowledge to you guys.
We always enjoy it when we bring more and more people to our side. So it's great that you become an expert in a short period of time.
You know, I mean, I really look at myself as a soccer whiz kid, Peter. If I could pat myself on the back here, I look at myself as a soccer whiz kid. On a very serious note, take us through the goal today by Christian Pulisic. He has been at the center of both goals that the U.S. has scored in group play, the assist against Wales and then the goal today against Iran.
I've been asked a lot of questions about the national team, and I've said that between him, Weah, and depending on whether or not, which was really important too, if Reyna was going to play, which one of those three guys were going to really step up. And the fact that Reyna has had issues with injuries and is not fully fit, and that the fact that Weah and Pulisic have both really been productive in the final third, both with Weah scoring and now the goal from Pulisic today. It was very important that those players step up, because you needed somebody in the final third to do that. That goal was well executed all the way around. But, you know, there was an incredible determination from Pulisic in the way that he got into the box and finished the ball off.
For the casual fan like myself that is getting my first opportunity to watch him play, how good do you think he can be?
I mean, I think it's been noted by a lot of people that he has an incredibly high ceiling. I think the fact that his time in Dortmund was just nothing but a upsurge in his trajectory, and then the fact that he gets bought by Chelsea, and now he's kind of been in and out of that team. They've had some changes of coaches during his time there. But I hope a performance like this kind of gives him the consistent play that any player needs if they're going to become successful on the field on a regular basis. Don't get me wrong. He's got everything. It's just now a chance to play on a regular basis, especially in the high quality competitions that he gets at the club level.
Right now, we're talking to Peter Vermees of Sporting Kansas City about the USA win today in the World Cup. What does it mean for Team USA if Pulisic can't play in their next game?
Obviously, it hurts them. Even if he would have today played, say, 60, 70 minutes, and then they would have brought on Aronson after that to just continue with fresh legs, that was a good 1-2 punch. The fact that if he would not be available for the next game would be a real difficulty. I'm hoping that he will be. A lot of times the time in between, you get a chance to recover. The fact that the U.S. team is one of the youngest teams in the competition itself is also very helpful. it would have definitely an effect. But I also think that Aaronson has also established himself as a different type of player than Pulisic. But it would be good to have the 1-2 punch available if you're the coach.
Peter, as we move forward in this tournament, do you have any concern about the potential lack of scoring for United States if they got enough punch to really make a run in this now single elimination stage?
I think for all teams, and you can look at some of the big teams, even yesterday when Brazil played, Casemiro scored their goal. They won 1-0. He scored like in the 83rd minute. That goal was scored by, you know, their defensive midfielder, not by a center forward. So I think that the United States has found ways to score. I thought they had a great performance against England, created some good chances. I don't think that's the issue. I think the biggest thing is that when teams sit back in a low block where you know, you would call parking the bus, if you will, and trying to compact the field and defend with all 11 guys, you know, within a 40-yard space from goal, it's where they just have to be patient and actually keep really good balance in their team so they don't expose themselves to the counterattack. If they can do that and be patient in that regard, I think there's a good chance that they can play with the majority of teams in this competition.
Right now we're talking to Peter Vermes of Sporting Kansas City about the 1-0 win today for the USA as they advance to the next round of the World Cup. What does this mean for USA soccer expectation-wise? There certainly was a lot of hype and buzz coming into this World Cup. They now get out of the group stage, and now they go to the single elimination. We're talking about a Saturday morning game. I expect the ratings to be through the roof for Saturday's game against the Netherlands. What do you think this World Cup run means for USA soccer as we head to the next stage and getting ready for 2026 as they play host to it?
So obviously 4 years ago was very disappointing when a team didn't qualify. And I think it had a real effect, a negative effect. But this has changed things for two reasons. One is I think it's the World Cup before we host in 2026. So that was a big thing for us to qualify. The fact that now we've gotten into the knockout stage and more than likely will be the only team out of the CONCACAF region that will do so. That's a good possibility. There's still hope for a couple of the teams, but it won't be easy for them. And so I think it bodes well for two things. I think it bodes well that one of our teams in CONCACAF for sure get out into the knockout stage. I think for this group that is incredibly young, it gives them great experience in getting to the knockout stage. And there's a lot of these players that you would expect to see in 2026. And I think that experience can be nothing but positive for them as they move into 26. And that's really, really important.
Our producer, Rob, you talked to him. He was the one that called you. He calls this the golden generation. Do you feel that way about this generation of soccer players, that this is the golden generation?
I think it's by far the best talent pool we have ever had. A lot of people love using that term. Belgium has used it. That team hasn't really won anything yet. I think that this team has the ability to become that. The fact that they won the Nations League and also the Gold Cup here prior to going, you know, to the World Cup is maybe a good label for them. I think the big thing is that the knockout stage presents a different sort of animal for them. And that is, it's now, you know, it's a final. Every game's a final. Today was a final. They got a little bit of that experience today because they had to win. If they didn't win, they go home. And so they're moving into that now for sure. I think it's going to be interesting. I think the team has one or two things that are really in their favor. One is they're incredibly athletic. And then the second thing is that I think because they are as young as they are, they have a chance to recover much quicker than some of the other teams that are a little bit older. And that could, again, that could really bode well because today's game was actually very humid there. And that is the case for some of the other teams as well. And I think they have a difficult time when they recover. So are they the golden age? I don't know, yet to be seen, but for sure it's the best talent pool we've ever had.
I was going to ask you that as a manager, as a coach, as someone who is, you know, here to devise strategy, What's different about this game that they're about to play on Saturday, different than the games that they've played these first three? Obviously, there is no tomorrow. You have to win this game, whether it's in regulation, extra time, or in penalty kicks. What's your mindset? What's your thinking going into a matchup knowing that's at stake?
I like being the underdog. We are the underdog. Holland has been to the finals, I think, two or three times in their history. We have not. So they'll be the favored team. But I think that, again, I go back to our athleticism, the work ethic of the team, and I also think that that youthfulness can be a real strength in the game because you've accomplished something that, you know, you'd probably say 50-50. Some people thought that they could get out. Some people thought they probably won't. You know, so you've accomplished that. All that pressure's off. And now you're, as I said before, you're into that stage where it's a knockout stage. And so all the pressure kind of has gone away from qualifying for the knockout stage. They've done that. And now it's all attention on just making sure that they come out and perform. The pressure is going to be put on the other team. They just got to make sure that they stay focused and concentrated. Because that at this level, it's the one mistake that you make is where you get hammered. And we have to do everything we can to just stay in the game.
Last question here. We appreciate your time. How cool is it to see Kansas City continue to showcase itself like this on a national stage? They're doing cut-ins to Power and Light and the enthusiasm whenever a goal is scored. In the game against England, Kansas City was number one in local television ratings. I think you could argue, given the population size, Kansas City might be the most popular soccer city in America. What is it like to see Kansas City really embrace soccer and embrace the world's game like this?
Well, I'm not trying to put a plug in for Sporting Kansas City, but what I would say is that when our new ownership group came in and they built a new stadium, changed the name, made the changes they have, training facilities, all those things, there's no doubt that the club has brought, you know, the attention to the game. When we went into the 2000 and I think it was 2010 and then, you know, 14, we just had incredible crowds at that time as well here, and it started to build up. And so 14 was huge here in town. And there's a reason why people say, hey, we're the soccer capital of the United States. There's some other really good cities too as well, but I think what also is proven, there's a consistency in the fan base. It continues to grow, and that's why it's, in one respect for myself, it's not surprising that we are one of the venue cities for 2026. And I'm here to tell you that, look, I played in the World Cup in 1990, and what's coming here is nobody has any idea. And I mean that in the most positive way. It's going to be the most unbelievable event that's ever come to this city. It'll be tremendous. It'll be life-changing for some people. The experience of culture and things will change because of the different teams and fans and everybody that will come here because they want to enjoy the game. And so far, Kansas City has done an unbelievable job of representing that we deserve to have the World Cup here in 2026. And so I couldn't be happier for the city.
That is the manager of Sporting Kansas City, Peter Vermes, joining us on the show today. As the United States advances in the World Cup, they will play the Netherlands Saturday at 9 o'clock. Peter, we really appreciate you hopping on today. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.